This is your podcast for all things refinishing. I'm Liam Ball with Zebras Before and After. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 2. It's time for another Furniture Council segment, and our refinishing participant coming before the council is Patty with Midlife Revival. Listen to the judges as they review Patty's work and give their recommendations to excel still more. Meg with Lovely Jubbly Furniture shares a great refinishing tip on how to keep your raw wood a more natural color instead of it turning orange. We'll find out what Carrie with Willett's Upcycle, Jen with Sweet Sage Furniture, and Sarah with Colorful Saz are working on in their studios this week. On the Beginner's Bucket, Jen Talley with Perfectly Imperfect Furniture answers this week's question, when and why you would use wax versus a clear top coat on your painted pieces. Stay with us. We have the inspiration, fun, and community that will platform your day. Welcome to the Furniture Council, one of our podcast segments that is designed to bring inspiration, fun, education, and encouragement to the furniture refinishing community. Council is made up of four talented and successful refinishers that bring their knowledge and experience before a refinisher, offering healthy criticism like keep doing what you're doing and or suggestions on how to take your refinishing business to the next level. Our award-winning Furniture Council judges consist of Fabi Brown with Blush and Ivy Design. Fabi lives all the way out in California and has been refinishing for 6 years and also runs her own retail shop with her family. Next up is Amanda Degelman with the Vintage Sisters. Amanda is normally joined by her sister Jen, but unfortunately she could not make it today. Amanda and Jen live in the Northern Territory of Canada. I think there's bears out there.
Well, no, we're not quite that far north. we're more like the Western Canada, more prairies. Yes, I would say there's bears, but it would be more north of us.
Okay, so. Thank you. That's comforting to me.
No need to worry, Lane.
All right. I do know they have sweets, and so that's a good thing.
Yes.
The two sisters love refinishing and balance each other out quite well from refinishing to the staging. And then we have Kristen Litka with Shakto Interiors. Kristen lives in the beautiful town of Manchester by the Sea in Massachusetts, has been refinishing for several years, owns her own brand of milk paint, and runs her own retail shop. I don't think, Kristen, you can add anything else to that list.
I don't think I can handle any more either.
Well, a very hearty welcome back to all of you.
Thank you.
Eager to do the council again. Well, our Furniture Council participant today is Patty Brummel with Midlife Revival. Patty is from my home state of Michigan and lives between Grand Rapids and Holland in a town called Hudsonville. She says on her website that she traded in her stressful job as a registered nurse to make a living doing something that she absolutely loves, and that is rescuing and restoring furniture with a zebra brush and paint. Yes, I added that part about zebra, but I know Patty loves our brushes. And Patty will be presenting, thank you, Patty will be presenting three pieces before the council today. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you, Lane. Thank you so much for inviting me on. And thank you, ladies, for taking time out of your busy schedules to hopefully coach me a little bit so I can up my game. So thank you very much.
Well, Patty, you've been refinishing furniture now full time for what, about 5 years?
4 years, yeah. I mean, I actually started dabbling in it with just my own stuff and families, and it just kind of snowballed into others asking me. So on a, I guess my type of schedule full time has been since the beginning of 2018. So it's been a great journey so far, and I've learned so much, and I'm just always looking for more advice. So thank you.
Well, you've got already a lot in your backpack, but you want to add more, right?
Yes.
That's good.
I have some other goals out there I have not reached yet, so that is for sure.
I think that's true of most furniture refinishers. They have a lot of goals, so that's consistent. Well, what do you enjoy most about refinishing, Patty?
Well, I enjoy a lot of different aspects of it, but I think looking at where it started and where it ends is one of my most favorite parts of it. I really enjoy the painting portion of all of it. If I was to pick something, I'm not a big fan of the prep work. And honestly, I am, this is why I'm here too, is because I want some, you know, help with just the whole staging and photography and all that, because when I get to that part, I'm just like, yeah, it's just not my favorite. So, yeah.
Would you say that is your weakness then? Like, if you could list a weakness, would you say it's the staging and photography?
Well, I mean, it's hard because, you know, everyone comes to this, that part with, you know, different situation. Like for myself, I do most of my photography in my garage. There's others who have, you know, a gorgeous big wall with a window across from it or next to it. So I think, you know, I've always enjoyed photography. I mean, if you asked my children, I've taken millions of pictures of them, and that I enjoy, but it's, I think it's just the whole lighting situation and yeah, just, yeah, I guess, you know, but I don't want to say I don't, do well photography wise. It's just with the furniture in the setting that it's in. That's where I'm struggling.
Well, I feel sure the council judges can certainly offer you some good guidance for that.
Great.
So,
great.
Well, this is the way the furniture council will unfold. Patty will present her piece, describing it to our listeners and the council. Our council judges as well have a picture of the piece before them and have had time to review it before our show. After Patty shares the details about her piece, the furniture council will ask her questions and then share what they like about the piece and what they think could be done to enhance it. Listeners, you can go to our enjoyzebra.com site, scroll to the bottom, and click on podcast. You'll be able to see these pieces as well. Well, let's get started. Patty, why don't you describe your first piece for our listeners?
Okay, so I have this green armoire, and I actually did this just this past fall, last fall. And I was asked to collaborate with the Chippy Barn. So I used the Chippy Barn's paint products for this piece. And I, of course, I did all the prep work. And I originally had hoped to keep the top like a natural wood, like I did the legs. So I decided to just paint the whole piece. I used the color Off the Vine, which is kind of just a medium green color, just something, you know, kind of like you'd see in nature. And then I did, like I said, keep the legs natural. And those are just in kind of a walnut. And I had just kind of slightly sanded the legs, and then I added new hardware. I do love distressing, so I definitely brought back some of the original wood look to it, the edges, and the inside I actually kept as is, as far as, you know, just a very pretty wood inside. I just gave it a good cleaning and then applied like a salve on it. Yeah, that's about it.
Great. Well, Fabi, let's start with you. What questions do you have for Patty?
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
So I was reading your post, and you mentioned that you yourself built the shelves. And I was wondering, how was that experience for you?
It wasn't bad. I mean, I'm not much of a carpenter yet. I'm still learning. I did have a little issue with having to figure out which finish nails I could put in there to hold it without going through the other side. So I'd have to do a little repair on the exterior after I did that. But for the most part, it was kind of fun and challenging.
That's great. Yeah, you did a fabulous job. They look original to the piece, so that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So the color you chose really complements the style of the armoire. I feel that you created the perfect pairing when you decided to leave the legs in the natural wood and use that stain as opposed to painting the entire piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really like the little black and white tiles at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like a kind of those peel and stick tiles. I forgot to mention that. I just picked those up at one of the big box stores. And because the bottom, that was another, I don't understand, but they put veneer in the bottom of these armoires.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a bunch that was chipping out, and it was just, Yeah, it didn't look pretty. So I was like, let's just cover this with something because it was going to be in our bedroom and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
That was a great choice. I really like that pop, like when you when it's open and you can see that it's really pretty. Well, I think you executed this cabinet beautifully. I don't see anything wrong with your staging. The only thing that I noticed was that I didn't see a baseboard. It doesn't really need it, but, you know, that's just, you know, you mentioned that you wanted pointers on your staging. So I would just add the, I mean, I saw it in the other one. So maybe at this point, maybe you just didn't have a baseboard there.
I just recently added that, but even that one, if you look closely, I need to get a wider one because of the way our garage floor slopes just a little.
I saw that. And then also your brick, is that a faux brick wall?
That is a faux brick wall, yeah.
It's so beautiful. I love it. I love that setup, yeah. So for me, I think that you did a great job. Just like I said, just the baseboard, but you have that now. So yeah, it's beautifully done.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Kristen.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Kristen.
Yeah, so this piece is really pretty. I love the, it's like a, would you say it's like a sage green, I guess?
Yeah, it's a little bit more bright than a sage. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks great with the wood tones of the feet that you left. And I love the drop pulls. The piece itself is beautiful. You did a really, really good job on that. So, because now I have to get nitpicky because yep. That's my job here, right? So, I, beautiful, what kind of takes it away from me is the picture with the words on it because I feel like when I look at it, my eyes go directly to that dark square with the words on it. So, I think for staging, I probably would have done a little less, maybe taken that out.
Mm-hmm.
Just so your eyes more drawn to the piece than like to what's on top of the piece. You know what I mean?
So just have taken that out and left just the flowers and the clock and.
Yeah, maybe. I think so. Okay. Yeah, think so. And do you use a tripod or anything when you take your photos?
I do not. No.
No. It does have like a little angle to it, but I always like to take like a dead on front picture and then maybe you did. I just have the two pictures in front of me that I was sent.
Yeah, I did. I had some more straight on ones. I had some where I actually had that word frame on the wall with a chair next to it. I did a lot of things because with the way the height of that was, and you're trying to get it in the square, you know, for Instagram.
I know.
And so I tried a lot of things. And yeah, I don't know. I straight on pictures, that would be another thing. I mean, some pieces it's very easy, but then other pieces it's just like almost like, I don't know. I like the look of the angle, but I know that that's probably something that people will say you need to have that straight on ones.
Yeah, I mean, and the taller pieces, I feel, are always a little bit difficult because you do want to fill in that space on the side or, you know. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, I think it's really nice. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Amanda.
All right. Hi, Patty. It is so nice to meet you. So, I mean, I agree with the other ladies on pretty much everything they said. The actual cabinet itself is gorgeous. I always love the green combo with the dark legs, that nice rich brown. It's always a classic combo. It always looks good together. I love that you chose those classic drop pulls. Where did you buy those from,
Actually, those were off of the D Lawless hardware.
Lawless?
Yeah.
Those are kind of the classic pull that a lot of painters use, and they always look so good. I have two pieces myself that have those on currently, right?
I had seen people using those, you know, a couple years back, and they were out of stock, like, constantly. And so finally, when they came in, I was like, I'm buying extras.
Yes, we can't get them here in Canada. So we had ordered a very large supply from D. Lawless at one point.
But I know Kristen has them now too. So.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I do. Yep. Yeah, we always have them in stock.
Oh, they're such a classic pull. So as far as the actual piece itself, very beautiful. I love it. And then your staging, I was thinking the exact same thing as Kristen. That black picture just keeps catching my eye. And I know we've talked about this before with on our other podcasts. For me, I always struggle when I have a taller cabinet. I find, like you had said, it's a taller cabinet. You're trying to fit it into this square on your Instagram. So for me personally, I just try not to add more height to
it. Gotcha. Okay.
So then, you could still have your clock and your small vase or something. But if you just go back, because then if you didn't have that large picture on top, then you'd be able to go back a little bit and not have so much space above it. And then you could have, like you said, you had a chair on the side. Yeah. So then that would have filled in more to make it more square, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like when you have those taller cabinets, don't add more height to it. It's easier to take the picture, is from what I find. I love your staging wall. I love the faux brick. I think your lighting is nice and bright. Me personally, I don't have anything fancy. I use my garage wall, and maybe I should. I always think I should have something fancier because so many people have all these beautiful, such professional looking staging walls, and I do not.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because I assumed you did.
I do not. I do have a baseboard, though.
Okay. I'm going to hang out to get a baseboard.
It's not fancy at all, by any means. My staging wall is not fancy, but it's in, like I said, it's a wall in my garage. I open the garage door, and I use my natural light as much as possible. So it has taken me a long time to figure out which part of the day gives me the perfect lighting. And so then when I'm doing my pictures, I have a time frame, and it's usually in the morning, anywhere from 10 a.m. to 11:30. And in the winter time, it changes, and it's like maybe 10:30 to 12. Like, it's just, so it took a while for me to figure out when I could get my best natural light. But I honestly think your pictures are nice and bright. So they look really nicely.
Can I ask you, as far as in your garage, because I have gone back and forth with having it closer to the garage door. And then at this picture was actually taking where it's farther back in the garage, because I found that when I had them closer to the door, I was getting this big shadow on one side.
I usually have mine as close to the garage door opening as possible. So then I can, and so yes, I do have a bit of a shadow. Not all the time. I guess it kind of depends on the sun that day, but for me personally, I don't mind the odd shadow. I think it adds a little depth to your photos. Not everybody might agree with that, but I think if it works and it looks nice, then go with
it.
Yeah. But so I don't think necessarily shadow, I know what you're meaning, because I know that one, the opposite side always looks a little bit darker. Say if you have that chair there or something, it always has a little bit of a shadow, or it looks darker. But to me, that just gives it a little bit more depth. But I feel like more like if you're going to have a lot of shadows on the wall, right, might be a little bit distracting, but.
Yeah, and I don't think that was always the case, but yeah, I've gone back and forth, I've had it towards the front, now I've got them farther back.
For me personally, I just get better lighting if I'm as close to the natural light as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then, I mean, my other, concern always is I don't want to alter the color of my photos too much. So if you have to, brighten it a bit, I struggle with that because, it's like, I don't want the piece to look washed out. And again, I don't want to alter the color. And so do you use any kind of like professional lights on your?
No, I don't. And I agree with what you're saying, because when you're trying to sell a piece, you want the color to be as accurate as possible. And so that is why I try to use as much natural light as possible. And I very, very rare, I never put a filter on my pictures. It'll be, I might brighten it slightly to just give it a little bit of crispness, but otherwise, no, I don't usually alter it too much for that fact of just when you're selling a piece, you need it to be as accurate as possible.
I'm the same. I don't want to alter it much. But then, you know, you hear people say, well, when they're looking through people's photos, well, we're drawn by a light and bright. And I'm like, but I don't want to. And I probably, honestly, with these, towards the end of this past year, I started to brighten a little bit more because I was like, well, that's what people are asking for. So,
I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's put as much stress on myself to have that perfect Instagram page or Instagram square or be concerned about what other people like, because at the end of the day, it's the client that's buying the piece, right? So if your piece is selling, then, you know, that's who you want to be happy, not the people on Instagram who are judging whether your feed is bright enough or not, right? Do you see what I'm
saying? Thank you very much for sharing that. Yeah, I agree.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, great feedback for Patty. By the way, I think I know why D. Lawless was out of stock on the drop pools. They're all in Canada at the vintage.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, Patty, tell us about your second piece.
Okay, so we're talking about my black dresser and mirror. That actually is just, yeah, close to one of my most recent pieces and my first sale on Etsy. I just sold it on Etsy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I experienced my first shipping experience last week with it. So a lot of firsts for me. So this piece was a piece I picked up at an estate sale. This piece was painted also in a color by the Chippy Barn called Coal. But I kind of wanted to do more of like a little bit of a wash. So if you notice like more on the close-up pictures, you know, you can see the wood tones coming underneath, you know, coming through. And I just did a lot of like distressing around the edges of the drawers. The top, I've been admiring people doing, you know, kind of that whitewashed look. So I ended up using another one of the Chippy Barn's Luxe Tones in the color Pickled. That was my first time using that, and I really liked how it just complemented with the black. The hardware is original, and so I just cleaned it up, and it really didn't clean up very nice, so I ended up spraying it. I can't remember which color I used, but kind of just that, you know, gold that everyone's attracted to these days. And I think I actually added a little bit of the Rub and Buff European gold to it just to kind of bring down the sheen just a little bit because it seemed a little too bright and new looking. I had to make a mold for one of the little scrolly things. There was a missing mold area on there. So that was something newer to me as well. I did line the drawers, but I don't think I shared a picture of that. I just kept this staging just very simple because of the fact that I wanted to be able to put a new mirror reflection in it because, of course, that isn't what my garage reflects to. So I didn't want to put anything too high up because then to have to work around that would be really tough. I struggle enough with just putting a mirror image in. So I think that's about it.
Okay. All right, Kristen.
Yeah, it's another beautiful piece. Black is so hot right now. I feel like you really can't go wrong using black and with the gold tones on the hardware. The original hardware is really pretty. Yeah, I mean, overall, the piece is beautiful. The mirror is really nice. And I struggle as well to stage pieces with mirrors because, you know, you do want to put that reflection in. And I find that difficult too, but you did a really good job doing that. So I think the staging is great. I guess the only thing I would have to nitpick at is the angle of the shot.
Again, yeah.
That's it.
And of course, I picked the one that isn't straight on. I did have a straight on one too. Well,
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they all have to be straight on, but just looking at the lines on, even at the angle, it looks a little bit off to me. But you know, I definitely think using a tripod helps. And I don't know, on your phone, I think you said you had an Android. I don't know if it's the same if you use your phone or a camera.
I mostly have been using my phone. I used to always use my camera, but with the way the cameras have come on phones, I do. But I kind of toy with going back. But I think the reason I use my phone also more now is because it's just so convenient with the Lightroom app, and I don't have to.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I use my phone too, but I was going to say they have the grid feature on the camera that you can use to kind of line things up. And I think a lot of people don't know about that little app. You can, well, it's not an app. You can just go into the camera and.
So you put your phone on a tripod then too, Kristen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. I should look into doing it that way.
Then it's easier to kind of line things up and hold it steady and everything. But I mean, I think everything's great, but if I had to say something, that's what I would say.
Thank you, Kristen.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I absolutely love this piece, and Jen did as well. And we remember this popping up on our feed at one point. So black, obviously, is very classic. I don't think you can ever go wrong with it. This piece has so much beautiful detail in it. I really like the fact that you did a whitewash top on this. You don't see that as often with a black piece. So I think that is, it's beautiful and it looks great in this combo. The hardware, it's beautiful, and I love that you had said you add a little bit of the rub and buff, or you know, a little bit over top after you sprayed it, because I do agree, when you just spray the hardware one solid color, when you spray it, whether it's gold or metal, sometimes it just looks too
unnatural.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It doesn't look natural. And so then I feel like you need to add some character back into it. And a lot of the times too, if we do have to spray hardware, if somebody requests, say they want gold, then lots of times I'll still go take a light or a fine sandpaper and I'll sand it back just a little bit, even around the edges, just to bring some of that natural metal back so it doesn't look so painted, metallic painted, right? It's different than painting it the black. It's just different when you're dealing with metallic spray. Mm-hmm. So I love that you did that second layer to add some more dimension to it. And I forgot to mention on the last piece, and to remind me on this one, I love your distressing. I am a big distressor. I don't do a ton of distressing. But I just feel like when you have all these gorgeous antique pieces, that how they're meant to look. I mean, obviously, unless a client says, I don't want any distressing, usually always do. And it doesn't have to be heavy, but just lightly around the edges just makes it look so much more natural.
Well, I think it gives it dimension a little bit too.
Yes, so, and it's just, yeah. I don't think these antique pieces are meant to look perfect, right? They aren't perfect. And they're not meant to be once they are repainted. So I think the overall look of this is gorgeous. The staging and picture, same with Kristen. I really am a fan of the straight on picture. So I know you had said you'd taken them, and maybe I'll go back onto your page and just take a look at them afterwards. But there's something about that straight on picture. It just looks so crisp. So I would have liked to have seen one. And good for you on that cropping mirror, because I tell you, I struggled with that for years. I still don't enjoy doing it. And a lot of the times, if I have a mirror on my piece, I won't even put it in the photo. I won't even I won't even attach it to the dresser. That's just me.
Well, if you notice the second photo where it's kind of coming from the top, that one, that's the mirror isn't in it at all. So.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just my own personal of me being lazy, essentially, because it is harder to stage when you have the mirrors and then find that perfect picture to crop into it. And sometimes I just feel like it's not even worth it unless you're actually if it's not a custom piece and you're trying to sell it, then you have to kind of thing. But, so anyways, great job on that, because that's just sometimes frustrating. So otherwise I think that's all I have to say about this piece. It's just such a beautiful classic piece. Was this custom or you said this was your Etsy one, right? Yeah.
No, I sold this. In fact, about a week before I sold it, I had someone, I still had it listed on my Facebook Marketplace as well, and someone asked if they could just buy the mirror, and I'm like, no way, is what that piece is.
Yeah, but you know what? Antique mirrors are so hot. The last time Jenny and I did a market, in this fall, we had a lot of, because we hate painting mirrors. We don't like it. And so we'll take them off a lot of the times and just sell them separately. And people buy them like crazy.
Okay.
They are very popular. And especially if they do have a little bit of a bottom to them, where you can sit them, say, on top of your mantle. So that doesn't surprise me that somebody would have wanted to just buy the mirror. And actually, you had said you did some molding work. So where on this, because you did a wonderful job, because I can't tell where you replaced.
If you're looking at the piece, it is one of those, like the arms that the mirror attaches to, that first piece of molding, right before the corner of the mirror at the bottom there was a piece of that missing.
So then what did you use? Because we've talked about this before.
Well, I'm actually making a video right now because I've had multiple people ask me, because I've done a couple things since then. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like trying to find the least expensive way that I can, you know, do things if possible. And I've seen a lot of people buy those mold kits, which are like $20, $25. So I Googled and researched, and I could not find anything except for one lady who used a hot glue gun, and it was such a poor video. So I am hoping to get that out this week, but I used a hot glue gun and made my own mold, and then I put in the quick wood, like that epoxy type mix. And, it turned out, if you can't see it, that's great. I mean, the only thing was there was just a little, you could see almost a little separation from the next part of the scroll, which I tried to fill in. But other than that, I don't think anyone would know. And I didn't even notice it was missing till I was, you know, starting to paint. I'm like, oh.
Well, good for you. And yes, you should do a video, because a lot of people will watch that, because there are a lot of different ways to, or you see a lot of different things. But yes, that would probably be the most cost efficient way, I would think.
Yes.
All right, Fabi, you're up.
All right, Patty, I absolutely love this piece. I've actually done one of these pieces before that I also got at an estate sale. But, I'm on the West Coast. So once furniture like this, we don't really see this kind of furniture on my side of the nation. But and then once it is on this side of the world, it's usually not in great condition. So mine didn't have a mirror. Mine did not have the original hardware, and the little keyhole things were missing. So I had to replace all of the hardware and use molds to create new keyholes. But I'm looking at yours, and it's just like, it's perfect because it's all intact, right? So you have all of the pieces there. It's beautiful. I did want to kind of just really quickly say that I actually happen to really love the side shots. I find them refreshing, something a little different, since mostly everybody does use a straight on shot. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't have a straight on shot. You should, but I also really, really like the side shot. I think it gives it, it's just something a little different to look at, and it's very refreshing in my opinion. Now back to your piece, of course, black, it's a timeless piece, a timeless color. The color combination that you did was perfect. I was actually surprised at that stain because I was still able to see like the wood grain. So, and then you said you added multiple, coats of the stain. So, great job on that.
Thank you. Well, it's a stain and top coat built all in one. So, I just, you know, layered it till I liked what it looked like. So,
yeah, you did a great job. I would have never imagined that that was not a bleached wood top.
Oh, okay.
That's really, when I looked at it, I thought it was bleached wood. And then I read your post and it said that you used several coats of stain. I was like, wow, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
So good job on that. And then just kind of going back into the lighting and the editing and the mirror edits and those type of things. So I hear a lot of people saying that they have a hard time doing the mirror edits, and it's actually quite simple. I'd like to recommend that you look into Photoshop Fix. It's a very easy process. It literally will take you less than 5 minutes to do. And if you need help, just reach out to me. I'll definitely help you with that.
Is that an app?
It is an app. It's called Photoshop Fix.
Okay. I know that I was using something that was a Photoshop, but I don't think it was called Fix. I think it's something else, like Express, or I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, so Photoshop Fix allows you to kind of do like a blending, kind of like a layering.
Oh.
So it makes it very simple, when you do the edits, for the mirrors.
Okay.
And then as far as going back to like the lighting, and you were mentioning that sometimes you don't want to play around with the, settings too much on the images because you don't want to kind of affect, cause you know, sometimes if you lighten something, then it lightens the entire piece and, you know, it just becomes a mess. Right. So what I recommend for that is that you look into Lightroom. It is a more professional app software. You can put it on your computer as well, and it will allow you to select different parts of the image. When you lighten it, it's not going to lighten the entire thing, or it won't change the color. If it does change the color, then you can go in and edit the color to make it the exact color of your actual piece. So definitely take a look at
that. Is that a phone app as well, or do you do that on your computer?
You can do it on either one. It's called Lightroom.
I do have Lightroom, but specifically, are you using like, I guess, is there a certain like order of what you use? Like, is there just the brightness or the, you know, I'm drawing a blank on what they.
Yeah. So I think that you have to actually go into it and there's a section where it says colors. And then if you click on the little square that's kind of like towards the bottom right, it'll allow you to select all of the colors. And then you're able to go in there and kind of play around with the individual colors of your image.
Okay. I'm not aware of that part. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes. So just some tips because, you know, sometimes when you do lighten it, it can affect, like you'll be too bright on one side and then not as bright on the other. And so if you use this app, it'll definitely help with that. So if you get too bright on one side or you don't have enough light on another side, it'll allow you to kind of fix that section of the image without affecting the actual piece itself. Back to your piece, though, I love the distressing. I think that this piece is timeless. I love the staging. You know, you did a beautiful job. I love that you painted the sides of the drawers also. I thought that was really fun. And my favorite shots for this piece were your sneak peek shot. I thought it was so cute with the little florals at the bottom as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And then just your top shot was really pretty. Thank you. So, yeah. And definitely I saw how you repaired that molding.
Okay.
You did a great job with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Right. Well, I don't think I mentioned in the intro for Fabi. Fabi has another business where she does luxury picnics. How's that going, Fabi?
Oh gosh, it's going great. It's actually our busy season, you know, it's Valentine's Day right mm-hmm. around the corner. So we've been busy and we're really obviously super happy, you know. You know, when we started kind of late in the game, a little bit closer to fall. So now that you know, the spring's right around the corner, it's we're going to be busy. I can just tell.
I love that heart picnic basket that you are picnic. That's so cool.
Thank you.
I've noticed that on your feed as well, and your setups are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
I want to come have a picnic in one of those setups. Like, it is just gorgeous. I love it.
Whenever you guys are in Southern California, just give me a call. We'll make it happen.
Hey, listen, we've got FedEx and UPS. Just put it all in a box and ship it to Canada.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Hi, my name is Sandra with Black Lab Furniture Revival, and this podcast is sponsored by my friends at Zebra. Custom work is a big part of my business, and these furniture pieces can come in all shapes and sizes, and sometimes with many spindles. With an array of brushes for multiple applications, I am always reaching for my Zebra brushes to get the job done. My last custom job was two rocking chairs with all the spindles, and I couldn't have done it without my round brush. You will always find that Zebra has the brush to get your job done.
All right, very good. Well, Patty, tell us about your last piece.
Well, this was a piece, the style I had never done before for a buffet or sideboard, whatever you want to call it. I was like, you know, with the holidays were coming up, this was like this fall, I was like, this would be a great entertaining piece for someone to have in their house. So I thought I would get right on it. And I did this in, it looks more, I think, light, creamy, but the color is called putty, which is supposed to be like a gray beige, so grayish color. And then the hardware is actually original. Every time I look at it, because someone commented, it looks like they're smiling back at me. Does anyone else see that now? Yeah. Those, again, were original. I just sprayed those in a matte black, and then I sealed them. The top, I just did in a walnut stain. I put drawer liner in. It was in really good condition, other than the top was just so scratched up. And originally, I thought it was just a solid wood. I could not see like a line of veneer, but I think there actually was a veneer on the top. But I was able to sand out all those scratches without blowing through the veneer. Other than that, it was really in good condition. I just had a lot of bleed through. It was a mahogany piece, so definitely had to do a lot of bin shellac primer on it and even do some spray primer after I'd already put a couple coats on because it kept bleeding, especially towards the bottom of the piece. So I think that is about it.
Okay. All right, Amanda.
Okay, so obviously another beautiful piece. I really like this style. This is a style that Jen and I have never painted, actually. We don't see a lot of this style in our area, but I do really like it. I just love the curves. And I think that it's another classic combo. I thought it was white too until you had said it was you said putty?
Yeah, it's called putty, which it's kind of a grayish color is how they
describe
it.
Yeah, and sorry, which company is that?
That is also with the Chippy Barn.
Chippy Barn, okay.
So depending on the lighting of the day and where mm-hmm. you put it, and you know, it was kind of a chameleon a little bit.
I mean, either way, it looks really, it's nice and neutral, and it's kind of your classic farmhouse, modern farmhouse. I love that you've sprayed the handles, the matte black. That's obviously always a good option, and the top turned out really nicely. I like that you added some pretty floral drawer liners, and I like that shot that you showed. And did you have any issues, or sorry, you said like, you know, to get the scratches out, Do you have a specific process that you use when you're doing your wood tops? I know Jen and I do. Do you like to do a lot of the stripping first, or do you just go straight to sanding? Do you have a specific stain or gel stain that you find works best?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Well, I don't do too much of the stripping process unless I just really, there's no other option. So I actually mm-hmm. just started with the different, you know, levels of sandpaper grit and just kept bumping it up. I think I started with around 100, maybe 120. I can't remember. And then kept bumping it up. Yeah. What was your other question then? Oh, and then what kind of stain?
Yeah. Which kind of stain did you use and what do you prefer?
Well, I prefer a company. It's an oil-based stain. It's called Old Masters. You get it at at Repco Light or Ace Hardware stores. It's oil-based. This piece, I ended up doing the originally I had done again one of those Lux Tone colors for the Chibi Barn because this was another collaboration I did with them. They were launching a bunch of new Lux Tone colors, but I had a problem with the color I had selected. It just didn't work with the color paint. And so I ended up taking it off and just going back to my tried and true walnut, colors, mm-hmm. the Lux Tone or for the, oil-based stain. I'm kind of always a go-to to the walnuts and stuff. Even though those light colors are very popular, I don't know. I think it's probably...
No, this combination looks really good. And good for you for choosing a mahogany piece because, yes, that is the dreaded mahogany. Mm-hmm. I will very quickly choose not to buy a piece if I know it's an old solid mahogany. Or if we do get it, it's going to be
black.
Painted black.
So, well, I felt like I had done enough black and I was like, no, I got to do something different. So I did the white bin shellac primer and I think I did, two or three coats and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I think I'm good to go.
And then as far as your pictures, I think because you have this really nice faux brick staging wall, I think just utilize that. I when I look at this picture, the only thing is I think she doesn't even need those two pictures up there on the wall. I think that textured wall, it works. And so I know I always struggle with my pieces. I feel like I need to hang something on the wall. And sometimes I'll go out and I'll go buy a piece thinking I'll go buy a picture to hang. And then I get it on there and I'm like, well, I don't even like that, right? Like sometimes it's nice to just to leave it bare. And I think you can definitely get away with that because you have the faux brick wall. So you don't to not have to be hanging stuff and just utilize that, I think. I don't think they were needed.
Good. I'm glad to hear you guys like the brick wall because I thought maybe it's too busy, as a background and... But I just felt like, we just had plain walls, of course, in our garage. And I kept seeing a lot of people with the shiplap. And I thought, I really want to be different. I don't want to have, be a copycat and do the same thing. And I had seen someone who had done that in their house, taking those panels. And I thought, well, why not do that in the garage?
Yes, it works well. So I think that's all I have to say.
Okay,
thank you so much, Patty.
You.
All right, Fabby.
Actually, it's funny that you say that. I'm wondering if we saw the same person with the brick panels, Mary Jane from Jane's Furniture. She did that recently in her basement, I believe, and I thought that was so cool. And so when I saw it as your staging wall, I was like, wow, that's brilliant. That's actually a great idea. And now, Patty, since you mentioned that the little handles are smiling at you. I can't unsee that. That's all
I
see too.
Well, someone made a comment when I posted it. They're like, those look like they're smiling at you, and I had never noticed that. Now I can't stop looking.
I think they look like Donald Duck.
That is funny. Yeah, now I'm going to see that lane. Oh, God.
sorry about that.
Well, I think that you did a beautiful job on this piece. You definitely gave it like a modern farmhouse look, which is so cool. And I would love to see what that bathroom vanity, how it's going to look. So if you get pictures, definitely post those. I'd love to see that. I was going to say, you know, with the mahogany and the bleed through, it is always such an issue, right? I had the same thing happen to me years ago, like when I first started, and I ran out of primer one day and I was like, well, what else can I use? So I grabbed a can of white spray paint, but it specifically said stops rust.
Oh.
So I sprayed that on there. Guess what? It literally stops the bleed through. I don't know what it is about that can of spray paint.
What brand is
it
that?
It's the Rust-Oleum Stops Rust.
Really?
And I tell you, I kid you not, let it dry though, because if you don't, it'll give you a crackle effect, but give it, you know, some hours to dry. If you spray that, if you have a stubborn piece that just the bin's not working, you know, you've tried everything, spray it with that, spray that section with the Rust-Oleum Stops Rust spray paint, and that'll do the trick.
That's a good tip. Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Cause I did a piece like this before. I actually painted it like super light too, but it was more like a baby blue with like a bleached top, and the same issue. And I was like, I'm out of spray paint. Primer, and I want to finish this piece, so I'm like, let me try this and see what happens. So now every chance that I get and I can tell somebody and share that knowledge, then, you know, I'd like to. So try that next time. I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I love the paper that you use to line the drawers. It complements the piece very well. I also thought that it was like a cream color, but you said it's more like a grayish. Yeah. But yeah, it's beautiful. I think you did a great job. Again, I also agree with the two pictures on the wall. I think that you probably could have done without those for your staging. And then your baseboard, I see, because you did say that your garage kind of slopes a little bit. And I do see.
Yeah, you can see that, can't you? Yep.
Yeah, like on the right side, I can see where there's a little gap.
So I got to get a wider baseboard. Yeah. Yep.
And that'll solve that. And then, you're good to go. Yeah, I think you did a great job. You're welcome.
All right, Kristen.
All right. Okay. So it's another beautiful piece. This is to me a classic combo with the dark wood top and the neutral body. I think I agree with the ladies about the pictures. I think those you could have done without. Also, I think that you could have stepped back a little bit on this piece and give it more room around, you know, to kind of frame it out a little more. You know what I mean? Like take the picture a little further away from it, and then kind of do, I mean, it's a front angle, but it's still a little, when I look at the sides, they're not even. Okay. So that's what I'm saying when, like it's not lining up to me, that when you look you can see it's angled. So I think that would be my only real critique on that, is that you could pull back a bit and then, you know, just angle that one straight on.
Okay. So
does that make sense?
Well, I think this got cropped to a square. I think I was standing farther back, but because of my wall issue there with the trim, I had to come in. I guess when I take pictures, and I guess I just kind of like to know from you guys, I will do where I'm like really down straight on, but then I'll slowly start like standing up and taking it different little pitches, you know? So I guess, what do you guys suggest with that? Do you like to, so you don't really see the top? Do you want to just see just like the edges of the top, you know?
For me, I like to have that
straight on piece, or sorry, that straight on picture, when you're looking at it, you really just see the front edge of it. You don't see a lot of the top. Okay, that's kind of going to be your perfect straight on. And then I like to use my other angles to show the tops. Mm-hmm. And I still love side angles. Like that's for sure. I always take side shots of my pieces, and then I will take more from the top to get the perfect picture of the actual wood or the top. Okay. Right.
Yep.
So I feel like when you're doing it straight on, you just want the front. You don't want a lot of the top showing, because then it looks like it's just kind of got a funny angle, right? It's not as crisp. So use your other shots to get those close-ups of the top and those other detailed shots, right? If that makes sense. And yeah, I do agree with Kristen. You could have came back just a little bit. But yeah, if you don't have the wall space, right, if your wall isn't wide enough, then, you know, sometimes you're a little bit...
Well, my wall goes there, but I think it was that trim piece I had. And then,
okay.
And then your flooring. I have a piece of like a vinyl that rolls out. My question would be, if the pictures were left off of the wall, would I still want to like leave the other stuff like off center, or would I center it, or what would you suggest?
There? I like things off centered. I mean, I think it depends mm-hmm. on the piece, but I don't think your props, your staging decor needs to necessarily be centered by any means. And I also like to, so if you were to step back a little bit, show more of the floor too, right? Like you don't have to have all of the wall. I mean, depending on how big your vinyl piece is, but I mean, you can show more of the flooring. So it's not just all wall. And then that kind of, you know, evens your picture out a little bit okay. more.
So I don't need to have my picture be so filled in, my piece be so filled into the picture. It can be standing mm-hmm. back a little bit.
Yeah. And if you went without the pictures, you could maybe make that floral piece a little bigger. You know, you could have went with a little bigger uh-huh. floral piece or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Yep. Those are all great tips.
Okay. Do you have any final questions for the judges, Patty?
Let me just see here. I think everything got answered as we went along. So yeah, I was going to ask about my staging wall. I was going to ask about the lighting, which Amanda answered. And just as far as editing tools, I think I got, yeah, I guess, do all of you just use your phone cameras, or are some of you using cameras too?
I use both.
Okay.
I just use my phone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I generally just use my phone too.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is just out of convenience too. And I'm just so used to it, right? And how it works for me. So
because my laptop is, I just always feel like the lighting, I'm not sure, you know, if it's too bright, on my laptop. I don't know. With my phone, I feel like it's more. It just seems like it's more even coloring. So I just don't want to edit on my computer, if that makes sense, because I feel like, I don't know, the monitor screen, it's just not quite the same as your phone screen. So anyways, and it is a convenience thing. So
yeah. And most people are probably looking at it on
exactly,
their phones.
Yeah.
As well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Yeah, no, I think you guys all gave me some excellent tips, and I will definitely take those to my next photographing sessions. So thank you so much. Thank you very much for having me on and for giving me that feedback.
Well, Patty, you have a great deal of experience, and yet you still chose to come before the council. It certainly shows your desire to always improve. And it showcases your humility. It's not a sign of weakness to ask for healthy criticism. It's a sign of strength. We really appreciate you coming on, and we trust that it was helpful for you as you continue in your successful furniture refinishing business.
All right. Thank you so much, Lane. And thank you, girls, for helping me out. So,
thank you, Patty. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Kate judges. It also takes a lot of courage to critique someone else's work, doesn't it? It's not easy, is it?
Yeah, it does.
But it's one thing to do it when you're scrolling through the feed in the privacy of your own studio or home, but quite another to do it on a podcast before thousands of listening friends. So we love that each of you has your own opinions and you aren't afraid to share them, and that is valuable. We appreciate your counsel. Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this segment on many levels, one just to hear and share in the refinishing community, but also to learn and be encouraged yourselves. If you'd like to come before the council, feel free to reach out to me. My email is laneball@enjoyzebra.com. Always make sure you spell that zebra with an I, not an E. Whether you are someone like Patty with a great deal of experience and desire to continue to grow your skills, or you are a newbie, I guess we could say it, to refinishing, you want that extra boost, right, to dig deep into your skills of refinishing. Well, this really is an incredible opportunity for you, so we look forward to hearing from many of you. All right, thanks again, everyone, and happy refinishing.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Lane.
Welcome to a new segment on our podcast called The Beginner's Bucket, an opportunity for new refinishers to ask questions from their more experienced refinishing friends. If you have a question that you would like answered, just send me an email at laneball@enjoyzebra.com and we'll ask an experienced refinisher and play the answer here on the podcast. This week's question comes from Tara with Resurrected Peace, and the question is, when and why you would use wax versus a clear top coat on your painted pieces? Jen Talley with Perfectly Imperfect Furniture answers her question.
This is Jen at Perfectly Imperfect, and Tara, that is a great question. Wax versus poly, poly versus wax. Here's what I'll tell you. I think that the decision to use wax or poly is mostly personal preference. It depends on which top coat you prefer and the look that you are going for. For me, I love using wax over my painted pieces because it gives such a buttery, soft, matte look that pairs so well with painted furniture and on most of my pieces. However, poly is also an excellent choice, and I feel like it depends on the piece of furniture itself and the look you're going for. What I mean by that is if I am going for a clean, sleek, modern finish, and maybe I want a satin or a semi-gloss sheen to it, then I will use poly. If I'm going for a more rustic, farmhouse, distressed look, I prefer wax. So those are my two pieces of advice. It's based on your personal preference and what you like using, but also on the piece itself and the look that you are going for. I think both wax and poly are excellent choices for top coats for furniture. Both are going to provide the coverage that you need. And I really just think it depends on what you like and what you prefer. I hope that helps, Tara. Great question.
Thanks, Jen. You definitely are an expert, as we see you use both wax and poly on your pieces quite often. Today's refinishing tip comes from Meg with Lovely Jubbly Furniture.
Hi, I am Meg from Lovely Jubbly Furniture, and my refinishing tip today is how to keep the raw wood a more natural color instead of it turning orange. Now, the orange happens when you top coat or add a liquid to raw wood, and that is actually the natural color of wood. But if you want it a lighter sort of yellow blonde wood, then what I do is I spray water onto the wood surface. I then brush a beige paint color on top of that, mixing it in, and then I use a rag to wipe off any excess so that it is a thin layer of paint. The thin layer of paint is almost like a protector and an in-between coat, so that when you top coat, it won't turn orange. It'll stay the same because you've got that paint on the surface. So then you can top coat afterwards and it's all good. So thank you. And that is my refinishing tip for today.
Thank you, Meg. Really great tip on avoiding those orangey wood tones. It's time to hear what your refinishing friends are up to. Here are a few reporting on what they're working on in their studios this week.
Hi, Kerry here from Willits Upcycle, here to tell you a little bit about my next piece that I'm working on. In fact, it's actually two pieces, as they are bedside drawers. Although originally they would have been one piece, as when they arrived, I could see the join at the back where they would have been attached to a dressing table. We brought them from a couple who had had them since the 1970s, but they believe that they are actually from the 1930s. And after looking at them, I think this could definitely be the case, as they have the most fabulous Art Deco drawer pulls, and the wood does look of the age. I haven't fully decided what I'm going to do with them yet, but I'm leaning towards a nice dusky pink. I'll decide this once I've stripped them back and I can see how the wood looks. Thank you very much for having me. Take care. Bye bye.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jen Denon from Sweet Sage Furniture, and this week I'm finishing up a very cool piece that I scored on Facebook Marketplace for only $40. It's a mid-century modern wardrobe with a waterfall style top. My original plan was to highlight the herringbone pattern of the wood veneer on the door and the four drawers, but unfortunately the veneer was chipping off and not in great shape, so I repaired it and then I painted it with my new favorite paint brand, Lily Moon Paint, and the colors Dried Pompous. I featured the waterfall top by sanding it down to the original wood and then giving it a whitewash. Then I sawed off the original legs. I added new trim along the bottom and replaced with new modern brass legs. I will seal it a satin polycrylic, add the new brass hardware, and then it will be ready to stage and sell by the end of the week. I'd love for you all to follow along and see the big reveal on my Instagram at sweetsage_furniture. Thank you so much, Lane, for allowing me to share my passion on the Zebra podcast today. It was so much fun.
Hi guys, Sarah here from Colorful Saz, sharing with you what I'm working on in my studio this week. So this week I'm hoping to tackle a chest of drawers that's been sitting in my studio for about 6 months to a year now. So I'm really hoping to develop a design this week because it's been commissioned by a friend of mine. So I'm trying to come up with a design. Usually I will do a lot of little sketches in my notebook and try to develop my design this way and try to find something that goes with the piece itself. So that is what I will be at this week. I get quite obsessive with these things, so if I develop a design, I will probably start painting this week. But that's all dependent on me coming up with a design. So yeah, that's it. Make sure you check out my work at Colorful Saz, and I hope you have a great week. Bye.
Thank you, friends. Listeners, make sure you go check out their social media feeds. The Zebra Review monthly contests are back, and we wanted to kick off the season by honoring our judges. Our March theme is our judges' colors. That's right. Each of our five judges have shared their favorite color with us, and you can check out those colors and be inspired by going to our post on Zebra Painting or to our judges' accounts, and they are Jen of Perfectly Imperfect Furniture, RES, Katie Cloud of Katie Cloud, Katie Scott of Salvaged by K. Scott, Lauren Schwichina of Portland Rose Studio, and Sarah of Sitting Pretty Home Decor. You get to see their colors in a piece they have refinished. You may pick one or combine a few of the colors on your piece. We are looking for an approximation of color tone that is similar to the judges' choices. It does not have to be exact. Make sure that you tag your pieces with the hashtag #TheZebraReview. All pieces have to be refinished between March 1st, 2022 and March 31st, 2022. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zebra's Before and After Furniture Refinishing Podcast. Today's episode, along with information about today's guest, is also featured on enjoyzebra.com under the podcast tab at the bottom. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome, and we encourage you to share them by sending your emails to me at laneball@enjoyzebra.com. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and happy refinishing.